Hello, welcome everyone to our December 2025 meeting, our last one for the year. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 5:10 p.m. We begin today by acknowledging the Balladong Noongar people as traditional custodians of the land and skies on which we gather, and we pay our respects to their elders, past, present and emerging. Present in attendance in the room is myself, Deputy President Councillor Nichols, Councillor Courtney Thompson, Councillor Keppel, Councillor Rogers, Councillor Macken, CEO Andrew, Cody, Michael and Teresa. Leave of absence previously granted, there was Neil. We have no apologies for today. Response to previous public questions taken on notice is Neil. Public question time, Neil. Applications for leave of absence for February. Does anyone know what they're doing in February? Yeah, we're all here. Fantastic. Declaration of members' interest in agenda items. Did anyone have any?
Do I have to declare the bushfire one?
Oh, for your minutes?
Yeah.
Well, you are the chief bushfire control officer, but so I would imagine he would, wouldn't he?
There's no real financial,
financial
benefits. There's no associated persons. There's no proximity.
So he's fine?
Yep.
Yep. Right then, so declaration of related party disclosure in the agenda items, Neil. The confirmation of minutes of our previous meeting in November. Officer's recommendation that the minutes of the council meeting held on 19th of November 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Can I please have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Rogers, a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Macken. Okay, did anyone have any questions regarding these minutes at all? No? Does anyone oppose? No? That's carried. Okay, announcement by presiding person without discussion, Neil. Petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions, it's Neil. Okay, matters for consideration finance, 12.1, list of payments for October 2025. The Officer's recommendation that Council pursuant to Regulation 13.1 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996 receives a report from the Chief Executive Officer on the exercise of delegated authority in relation to payments made from municipal funds for the period 1st of November 2025 to 30th of November 2025, totalling $217,119.28, as contained in Attachments 12.1. The municipal fund payments totally, and you can see all of those in front of you. So can we have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Nichols, a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Courtney Thompson. Okay. Does anyone have any questions at all regarding this financial?
I have a couple. The golf club one, have they been invoiced for their...
Yes, they have.
...their amount that's
yes.
been done?
Yes.
Yep. And 8069, the DKT one for the TV, for the pavilion. Was it just the TV cost of $1,100?
That was with the mount as well.
They're usually around $300, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a very nice TV.
And 8073, the docking stations.
Yeah, for the purchase of the laptops that we did in last meeting. So the laptops, like these ones,
yeah.
Plug into the screens. We don't have desktops anymore. We've replaced our laptops, so our laptop and our desktop are the same thing now.
Okay.
Thank you, Councillor Nichols. Anyone else have any other questions?
I just had one, but I don't know if it was just a typo. The 8111, the... What was it? The mower? Just had a negative in front of the dollar sign. Like a dash. I didn't know if that was...
See, I think that might be the portion that's the trade-in, though.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how much you received for the trade-in off the top of your head?
It was about 18.
Yep. Okay. I can clarify that. Maybe that might be a typo.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Thanks, Kurt.
Councillor Thompson? Okay, any other questions? No? Do you want to pose? No? That's carried. 12.2, financial management report for the month of November 2025. The officer's recommendation that council pursue to the local government financial management regulations 1996 adopt the monthly financial report as contained in attachment 12.2 for the period ending 30th of November 2025, comprising statement of financial activity, supplementary information note 1 to note 12. Councillor Mover. Thank you, Councillor Thompson. A seconder. Thank you, Councillor Caffell. Hey, are there any questions regarding these financial activities? No? Does anyone oppose? No? That's carried. 12.3, rates, sale of land. The recommendation, the council pursuant to section 6.641B of the Local Government Act 1995 proceed to sell the properties listed hereunder which have rates in arrears of 3 or more years and recover from the proceeds of sale the outstanding balances which total $34,906.45 and any additional costs associated with the sale of the properties, including administration and legal costs and real estate agent fees. The list of properties by assessment number, we have assessment 470, assessment 1004 and assessment 382. Can we please have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Nichols, a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Macken. Okay, are there any questions regarding?
Have we had an estimate of what the blocks
the would value be worth on?
I'd like to know what the blocks are worth.
We've had some recent sales in the area, which would be quite a reasonable guide.
Yeah.
A property on Redmond Street sold for about 19,000.
Yeah.
The property on beside the church, which is 1,700 square meters or 1,500 square meters, sold for $55,000. So, you know, I think a rough estimate would be probably between $20,000 and $30,000 for each lot, depending on whether there was direct access to water and services.
Because there was one that had significant owing, there was 20,000 on one of them. Is that going to make enough to cover its due, do you think?
Potentially it mightn't cover full costs, however that property is a current corner lot, and there is direct water and power to that
site. So where are all those, are we allowed to see where they all are?
To keep the item confidential, we didn't include the addresses or the names, which is why it's just by assessment only.
Yep.
We can go through where they are, but
probably don't need to know, but wanted to know if we were a good chance to cover our
potentially there would be a decent enough chance. Certainly in the case where it didn't meet the costs that we've incurred, I think in that instance the Shire would just repossess the land in its totality.
Yeah.
And that would give us a block to potentially develop at a future stage.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't cover full costs, we would just take the land and hold the land.
So we could put a reserve.
Correct.
I think that would be a good idea to have some sort of a reserve on it.
Yeah.
We won't be able to sell it for under what we require, so that plus costs without council writing money off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are there any other questions?
Sorry. Why would we not just presume the lots? Is there something in guidelines that say we can't do that, or
is it a better option? Yeah, well, this is the process.
There is a process that we can resume the lots, especially where lots have incurred costs that are outstanding the lot value. So we can go through that process. I suppose it depends on which is more valuable to the Shire, whether the land's more valuable or the actual cash in pockets more valuable. But certainly there's a process that we have to go through.
I think the land's more valuable.
I think the land probably would be more valuable to us, but that's if it's...
But you mean, do you have to go through the sales process?
Yeah.
We don't have to go through full sales process. Certainly we have to take some boxes off in the instance where we've already had discussions with the next of kin, and they've indicated that they're not interested in any of the property or indeed any of the affairs of the owner. I think that process would be relatively simple to go through a claiming of the property, and that's the person that owes the most amount of money.
I do worry though about people saying that and then finding out what it's worth and then not what they owe and then changing their mind.
It's a proper process. We would change the title into our name and it wouldn't be any take back.
They don't have any options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doing it this way.
Doing
it anyway under the local government act will eventually result in the title being transferred without
to
any
us.
Encumbrances to whoever.
Yeah. Well, I'm very appreciative that it's been started.
Yeah.
Because it's been dragging on.
Yeah.
So that's great. That
I would like to see where the lots are, because if it is a valuable spot for us in our team planning scheme, it would be good to, if we're going under the... That's what the law says.
Yep.
We can resume those properties.
The properties have been identified as being in reasonably good locations.
Yeah.
Certainly ones down on Uphill.
Yep.
That basically looks out onto your paddock.
Yep.
It's not a bad outlook.
Yep.
Another property will be on Booth Street. Again, not a bad outlook. It's a good property. Certainly, I think that one does have some asbestos property or buildings on it, and then the third one is, can't remember offhand, but certainly the Booth Street and the Uphill one would be ones that could be valuable from the point of view of future developments.
Well, that would be my preference to resume those titles.
Yeah, to pack the land.
We have to be cautious with regards to the ones that aren't owing an awful lot, if the value of the property, the Booth Street one, could be in excess of 20 to 25 to 30,000, the process of resuming that straight away can't be done. We have to kind of test the market to a certain degree.
All right, can we split the lots off like the assessment 377, which has got 21,000 outstanding, can we split that off?
Yep.
So potentially, if we do accept the item, we can still come back to council next council session in February with a different recommendation, go a different path. We don't necessarily have to. The sale process will take 9 to 12 months generally, so there is any chance in the middle to do a different process.
Yeah.
All right, does anyone else have any other questions? All right, anyone oppose? Right, okay, so that's carried. Okay, 12.4, the audit report for 23-24 financial year. The officer's recommendation. 1, that council pursuant to section 7.12A(3) of the Local Government Act 1995 receive the unqualified independent audit report from the Office of the Auditor General for the 24-25 financial year. 2, that council pursuant to section 7.12A(2) of the Local Government Act 1995 recognises the exit meeting held with the Office of the Auditor General and Macquarie Partners on the 28th of November 2025 as a meeting with the Auditor of the Local Government. Have someone mover. Thank you, Councillor Nicholls, the seconder. Thank you, Councillor Cappell. Okay, did anyone have any questions regarding this report?
Why is it unqualified? What's the difference?
Because this is from the Macquarie Partners, is that right?
Auditor General. So qualified's the bad one. It means that you need to go through a process to be compliant again with the legislation.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So unqualified is the preferred outcome.
Right.
So
okay.
it means that there's no
encumbrances. Which is sort of
encumbrances.
Reversed, isn't it?
Yes.
Because normally qualified is the way to go.
Yeah.
No.
So there's no findings. So.
We did have a finding.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was.
That's
minor, wasn't it? That was.
It was a significant.
See, it is significant finding, but at the moment it's confidential. At the moment, it's a bit hard to explain.
There's some procurement irregularities that are currently under.
I thought
that.
Yeah.
So because it's under investigation.
Yeah.
So we haven't been able to bring it to council.
Yeah.
So we'd have all the facts. Yeah, that's basically we'd love to tell you, but it's we just let it go through its process. Yeah, it was picked up because it's also confidential to the auditors, ACRI. So they haven't been able to have all the information either, because it's with the CCC. Yeah, so that's
why.
That's why Crimes and Corruption Commission. Yeah, so that's why it's
getting worse.
It's
make you stop talking.
Yeah.
Yep. No, that's sounds great.
Yeah. Okay. So did anyone else have any questions regarding that report? No. Is there anything else you wanted to say, Andrew?
No, thank you, Chair.
Okay, then. Does anyone oppose that report? No? Okay, so that's carried. Okay, 12.5 is a presentation of our 2023-24 annual... Sorry, it's not 23-24, it's 24-25.
It is.
Sorry, I keep saying that, and I keep wanting to say it's 24-25.
I've had a lot of difficulty swapping the years. It's
no, that's,
mixed up
no,
in my head.
No, that's absolutely fine. So for presentation of our 2024-25 annual report, incorporating the 24-25 annual statements. So I will read it. So the Office's recommendation that by council, by absolute majority pursuant to section 5.54 of the Local Government Act 1995, resolves to accept the 2024-25 annual report for the Shire of Tamworth. Authorise the Chief Executive Officer to give local public notice of the availability of the annual report and set the date for the annual electors' general meeting as at commencing at the Shire. At the moment it's at the Shire of Tamworth Chambers. I'll bring something up in a minute. So can I have a mover first, please? Yes, thank you, Councillor Macken. A seconder? And thank you, Councillor Caffell. Okay, so open discussion. We had it down at the Oval last year and it was absolutely fantastic. I would like to see it go back there and do the same process. Other councillors' thoughts?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yep, so if we could change that recommendation to being down at Dunham Park Oval.
You like to move that?
Yes, can I please move that? We change the venue to Dunham Park Oval from the Shire of Tamworth Chambers, please.
Or should we just do it as an administration change? Did I bother doing it? That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I should have put it as a blank spot like the time and date, so yeah.
And if you don't mind, I just need to have a look at it because I actually haven't seen it because mine was corrupt and I couldn't open it on my little iPad. So I'm just going to have a quick look. I did manage to see some pages.
Through the chair, and we also need a
date and a time. Did you have anything in particular?
Previously, we had it on Thursday the 10th of February, I believe.
I definitely think keeping it off the Fridays and the weekends is definitely smart. So, the 10th. So, what about Thursday the 12th of February? Will that work for the Shire?
It's.
I don't think there's any specific.
specific.
It's not a council. Oh, it is coming into council week. Did you want it the week before on the 5th? I suppose people are still getting back from holidays then.
We used to do it on the same night as the council, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think but last year we had such a good interaction with the people. We actually stayed down there for a while.
Yeah.
I think that would be nice to do that again.
But is there any reason the council meeting can't still be
before. We could have a council meeting at 3 and be down there by 5.
Was the meeting on the 18th of February?
25th? Sorry, I'm in the wrong date.
So the third Wednesday 18. Is the 18th?
18th, yes. Potentially you could have both.
Well, we could have council at 5 and then have that at 6. Have the annual...
One comment. Yes. Last year was we had it at 5, I think, and then people got caught out because they're at work still.
Yeah.
And we're an hour
out. If we had council at 5, then we had it at 6 or even 6:30. How about 6:30? That gives us an hour and a half council and information session, and we haven't had a meeting since December, so then we're probably going to need the hour and a half.
Could always cook a barbecue or something to get people in.
Thoughts?
Don't have any major concerns
about
that.
No. Yep. Yep. So are we able to move the venue for council meeting to the Dunham Park Oval as well? Do I need to make a motion for that as well? No, we can just do that through notice to the...
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So if we set the annual general meeting for Wednesday the 18th of February 2026 at 6:30 p.m. And we'll have council at 5 p.m. at Donna Park Oval before it. And that gives us an hour and a half before. Okay, all right then. So, oh yes, that's what I was doing. Thank you. I read mine and I read yours and I read that. That's as far as I got. Oh, I don't need to read that one. Horrible photos. Councillor Nickett, you would have been through this if there are any errors.
I have. I've already passed on my spelling
Thank
mistakes.
Thank you. That's perfect then. I feel comfortable with that. Okay. All right then, does anyone have any questions regarding the annual report at all?
It looks great. Presented well.
Yeah, and it has been noted for the front cover, and Cody will get that changed to a nice tandem photo. Thank you, Cody.
Long
tandem. But nice choice, though. I mean, it's very pretty.
I got a follower of pictures, and it was a very lovely picture.
PC trying to infiltrate.
Yeah. See what they wish they could be us.
That's right. And
Cody was. I put Chapel Road. We have now adjusted that to be Chapel Wheelman Road. Thank you, Councillor Nichols. Okay, so did anyone want some more time to read it? No? Okay. And I'll move on. So does anyone oppose to those changes and that recommendation? No? Okay, so that's carried. Absolute majority. in matters of consideration administration, 13.1 is our Bushfire Advisory Committee meeting, Bushfire Brigade AGM minutes. Officer's recommendation that Council receive the minutes of the Bushfire Advisory Committee and Bushfire Brigade AGM minutes for its meeting on 14th of October 2025. Can I please have a mover for those? Thank you, Councillor Rogers, a seconder. Thank you, Councillor. I don't know which hand went up first. Councillor Councillor Thompson, Courtney Thompson. Okay, did anyone have any questions regarding these minutes at all? Okay, I just like to make note, thank you Councillor Caffell for stepping up and taking on the position again for another year, Chief Bushfire Control Officer, and to Brad Jones for taking on the deputy position. Okay, so does anyone...
I was going to make a comment, the truck rocked up last week, I don't know if it's come back or not.
It's not back yet.
So it rocked up and it left the day after, basically.
Still back up in Kalgoorlie way, isn't it?
Through the chair, we do have the light tanker currently down there.
Oh, they've dropped one off,
have they? Yeah, there's a light tanker currently there. Yeah. And I believe that the truck will be returning on Friday. The fires in
Kalgoorlie
are currently under control. There was a bit of a flare-up yesterday morning.
Yeah.
But it's on a kind of watch rather than an active sort of firefighting. So I believe it is returning on Friday.
Okay. When it does return, do we have to have a look over it and make sure they haven't damaged or...
we'll have a bit of a look at it.
We'll just have to have a look over
because
it.
Because it becomes our responsibility.
It does, because it's our local government.
Yeah, our loan.
Looks after it.
Let me know when it comes back and I'll show you and give it a run.
We'll have to make sure that it is full as well, or that if there has come back on an empty tank that we can use the car to fill it rather than our own resources.
So anyway, do you want to talk about anything else
for
the meeting?
Not really. We went through a lot of the protocol stuff. We got a bit of PPE out to a few people that didn't have any. Mm. Had a lot of training done. This
I was going to ask you
really
that.
Good.
Is that the online training for like workers from farms, like
so
backpackers?
We've put that out to a lot of people. I don't know anyone that's actually completed it. You have?
I was going
to
say, Rob Campbell did.
Campbell did. I've heard a lot of people that have started and.
No, Campbell got his. I've got a certificate. So.
Do you get a record of? No. No.
The FISA's record keeping is diabolically bad.
Well, Campbell did his and then gave it to Dennis so that Dennis could see, which then meant he was fine to enter the truck on the farm, otherwise they would leave him behind. So Dennis is at least onto it, but so it should be. But,
anything,
but yeah, he did.
Through the chair, anything like that, just provide to us.
Yeah.
So we'll provide
to
Dennis.
Okay.
To
take this
to John's.
To John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, he did do it. My other two were meant to do it, but haven't done it.
Yeah.
We are also seeking to have the last member of our depot staff do that training as well. So at least he started that sort of commencement side of things. And then when the next stages come up, we'll go through that with him as well.
It has been good to have people have an idea that training is a good thing, and sometimes a couple of fires gets people thinking that maybe it is a good idea that I know something about it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not all for nothing then.
No. I do know our worker didn't do it. We left him on farm. He's a Frenchman. I think it's a very good idea.
Best to live on.
Yes. Mind you, he's probably very competent, but so anyway, very, very good job, and you're certainly earning your stripes. You've been very busy this year. Yeah. Not just here, but now other local communities. All right then, so are there any other questions regarding these? No, nope. So anyone oppose? No, nope. So that's carried. Okay, matters for consideration in building and health is nil. Matters for consideration in town planning is nil. Elected members' motions of which notice has been given is nil. Matters for which the meeting may be closed is nil. And There being no further business, I declare the meeting closed at
40.